You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, we've had some great guests once again. Kim Paul, Vintage Rose. Folks, please go on out there, Mid Valley Drive. They're doing a nice support Ukraine refugees. I'm going to go out there and buy some borscht today. Brian Eich, veteran salute, courtesy of Olson's Legal Group in Oshkosh and Berlin. Kristen Ambos, man, when she walks in, she controls the room.
I was just talking to her on the way out. It's like, when you know, you go to a restaurant, you get food, whatever, you go and have your car detailed, right? You want it done right.
Yeah.
Something like that. There's so many ins and outs. You want somebody that can hold your hand through that whole thing.
She instills confidence.
Oh, my gosh. I would take her in a battle any day.
In a heartbeat.
Doing anything.
Anything. Well, we got a young man here, and Jim had to run out for a quick minute car-wise, but we've got Bryce Kane from Rebel Eddie's Detailing. Fascinating story. First of all, Bryce, how old are you?
I am 20. 21 in March.
And what do you do for a living?
I own my own business, a detailing business.
That's phenomenal. How do you become an owner of a detailing business at 20 years old?
A lot of work. I'm not going to lie. It's a process. My parents helped me a lot. They helped me in the beginning. They gave me the idea and kind of took it and ran with it.
Now, obviously, you must have been a car nut growing up, correct?
Yes. Yes, okay. Sir. Correct.
So tell me a little bit about your background on the interest you had on being a car detailer. And tell people exactly what car detailing is if they don't know.
Well, there's a lot of levels of car detailing. Yeah. We do the higher end, so we do some stuff that's...
That's kind of a broad term, but
exactly.
So go ahead.
Yeah, so, well, I guess I can go into how I started. So I started with a Challenger. My first car. I love that thing. It was deep pearl water blue, and I used to sell chemicals out of the back of it at car shows, and we kind of... You know, I branched.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds.
Todd, what do you
say? What is it, selling chemicals out of the back of the car? Explain.
That sounds a little sketchy.
It sounds, like so, sounds like something Jim did back in college at St. Norbert.
No, so we had a product called Top Coat F11, and it was like the speed shine. You just spray it on the car, wipe it in, and it looked beautiful. And I would go to car shows, and I'd sell people the bottles for like $30 a bottle.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of what I did for a little bit, and then I started doing mobile details. Got a trailer, got a truck. We would go all over Marinette, Green Bay. Oh, in Oconto.
Because you're from Oconto.
Yes, sir, from
Where
Oconto.
Where is your actual shop?
The shop we have now is on Velp Avenue in Green Bay. So it's right by the, kind of by Vandervest, a little bit down the way.
Yeah, it's kind of like one strip mall type thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's right by NV Technologies, all them storage units.
And, okay. So once again, your interest in detailing, and when you say you're a detailer and somebody says, what does that mean?
No, man, you got to make the cars look beautiful.
Okay.
So, you know,
bottom line.
Yes. So it's not just a quick vacuum. We're taking an extractor and that blasts hot water and steam into the carpets and sucks out all the embedded dirt and stains and all that on the insides. We'll take and torn it or blow everything. And we make the vehicles look brand new again, even if they're, older. I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And your interest in cars and automobiles and the whole thing, where's that spawned from?
Probably stemmed from the Challenger I got when I was 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gotta be pretty cool. You're going to Notre Dame Academy and you're driving a Challenger.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Come on.
It was nice. I rolled up. I got to park in like the out of town lot.
I know where that was. My son went there. I know the lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I loved it though. I loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. So tell me about as far as the detailing business, because for the price people pay for cars these days, they want that thing to look
100%.
So go ahead.
So there's a couple different ways you can go about things. So sometimes you're cleaning like an older vehicle that somebody got dirty, and there's a whole nother level as well, brand new protection.
Okay.
So somebody buys a brand new vehicle from a dealership, the dealer will try and swindle you on a package. They try and sell like I forget what they call them. But we do an actual hand-applied ceramic coating, which lasts, our highest coating lasts 8 years.
So, explain what that is.
So it fills in the pores of the vehicle's paint. So your paint's actually like your skin. It's got little pores on it.
Okay.
What that ceramic does is it fills in, makes it like a completely flat level surface. Water beads right off. Dirt won't stick to it. And scratches don't show up as well because instead of showing up in the clear coat, they're in the ceramic.
Wow. So, is it almost like a lacquer that you're putting on there or something?
Almost. It's a little 50 milliliter bottle, and you can get about two vehicles out of a whole bottle. So you go about 2 foot by 2 foot, apply it to the whole surface of the paint.
How do you apply it?
With an applicator pad.
Okay.
And this is
so it's
after,
not sprayed.
No, no. Okay. And that's the difference too. A lot of people think that spray on ceramic coatings are like,
yeah,
you know, that's, it's not actually a ceramic coating. It's just a spray on like wax. So the only true ceramic coating is a hand applied with a 50 milliliter bottle applicator pad. And it's after you properly prep the vehicle.
You know, I remember up in the UP when I was growing up and people would buy cars and they'd spend an extra, I don't know, maybe it was $500 at the time or for, rust proofing, which never worked.
We do rust proofing. So we do the rust proofing that works.
We spent a lot of money. My brother, I never forget, they bought a brand new Grand Prix in this beautiful car in the 70s and got the rust coating. And you know what? It rusted just like every other car. So have advances been made in that?
100%.
Okay.
So
even there's a segment in Seinfeld with Putty.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, hey, Putty, be honest with us. The undercoating, does that work? Nah, we don't even know what that is.
Well, we got stuff that works.
Okay.
Wax oil. It is way different because a lot of people used to apply, forget what they call it, but it was like a rubberized coating. What that does is all you're doing is trapping all that moisture and dirt and debris up in the frame.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you, I can picture it right now. That you're exactly right. There's like a spray on Z-Bart rubber type thing.
Or whatever
thing.
It's called.
Okay, go ahead.
So that'll just trap all that moisture and stuff up in the frame, rots it out from the inside. It looks great until all of a sudden it's just holes through it.
That's exactly what happened.
So our stuff is, it's wax oil, so it actually lets the water flow through. So that way it's not trapping any up in there. And it lasts a good while. I'd say 5 to 8 years.
Wow.
And it looks really nice, matte black factory finish. We do everything but the exhaust, obviously.
Yeah.
So you can cover the whole underside of a vehicle and you can run it all the way through winter and you can get automated car washes still work and everything. It's a great product. I love it.
So because I've got a black car.
Yep.
And people always said, you're going to have to get it washed. It's filthy, right? Yeah. I got to take care of it. The lines have been so long at car washes.
I know, right?
These last 2 days, I was going to go to one on Webster. It's like 11 deep. It was beyond, they're circled around the thing. But what I'm saying is with a car like that shows up every bit of salt or dirt or whatever.
Yep.
If you got something like the coating that you guys put on.
Way easier to wash.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. 100%. Way easier. And
so you could save money then.
Yes,
by
you can save money.
Washes.
Yes, and like if you wash it,
because they're not the cheapest things in the world.
No.
These days either.
No.
Okay.
No. But if you do the right process, like if you get a ceramic coating, you're starting off with brand new paint. You know, because we paint correct it, make it look perfect. Brand new paint, apply the ceramic coating, and then you know every time you wash it, like I wash a vehicle dry to dry like 30 minutes by myself. A little bit longer than the car wash, and it comes out like perfect, brand new every time. You're not putting scratches in it when you're washing it. It's a huge difference.
So this is really exciting. I mean, this is big advancements over the years.
Yeah, because a lot of like the younger people are getting into it, and you know they have their own ideas, and they're coming out with stuff, and you know some of the stuff actually works really, really good.
Tell me more about the color coding again, or color matching.
Oh, like you mean like paint corrections?
Yeah.
So that's when you take, we use Rupes, which is one of the highest rated brands you can get. It's a buffer. So you take and you, after you wash it, clay bar it to get all the contamination off. You buff the paint. That gets rid of all the scratches, swirls, any imperfections. And then you can apply that ceramic, which, you know, you're kind of encapsulating like a perfect finish on a vehicle.
I have never heard of this, but it sounds really exciting. Bryce Kane, Rebel Eddie's Detailing.
You sound really good on the radio.
Thank you.
I mean, you do. You're coming across because I ran home and came back.
Did you find your keys?
You.
Yes or no? Where were they? Quick, Todd,
I got a picture.
Give us, set this up. Give us some musical setup.
No, Bryce,
just quick.
Come on,
okay,
get this guest.
You know, we're talking cars, so this fits right
in. I know.
In.
I love talking about cars. This is, come on, it's his time.
No, we got a news update.
Here, hold on. Let me do this.
Yeah.
Let me just give him a little Jeopardy music. There we go.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the mayor is back here in the studio. He had to run out because he could not find his car keys today. His wife had to drive him to work, or he had to take her car or whatever, so he just ran back. Todd and I, we're going to do a wager as to whether or not they were actually in his briefcase that has 17 different little pouches and he can never find anything in any of them. We predicted he would find his keys in one of those pouches.
Mr. Mayor, where
did you find your keys? In the door.
I came home last night.
In his front
they're
door.
In the front door. They're there all night.
In the house?
No, in the outside. I put my keys in. I opened the door, greeted my dog. So I live in the hood. We look out for each other. We look out for each other. Don't just say that. We look out for each other.
As soon as Jim goes, means he's lying.
Yeah. Somebody could have come into my house, or they could have just gone into the garage and taken my car.
Yeah.
They were right in the front door. I drove up. I thought, there they are.
And you didn't notice them when you went out the door this morning?
I go out in a different door.
Oh, side. Okay.
He's got several entrances and exits.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
This
in your front door.
And it,
Don't you ever talk about living in the hood again when you can't leave your keys in your front door.
Right. All night.
Well, yeah. It didn't jingle when you shut the door. It didn't jingle. You didn't hear the key.
I went in. Okay.
Bryce, different. Don't even get started, yeah, Bryce. You're not going to get a good answer.
Hey, did we?
You're going to get DDDD and then he's going to lie.
What are your goals here with this business? This is just great that
I
you're
I want to take it far.
20 years old.
I know.
Notre Dame Academy.
Right.
2 years ago or whatever. It's like, and the stuff he's talking about. It's awesome.
It is.
Well, I want to take it far. Not a lot of people actually put care into their vehicles. Like, they'll do half, you know, they'll halfway it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not a lot of people take the right steps to keep your vehicle in perfect condition. And we know the right steps because we've been doing it long enough. You know, I've got a guy with, you know, 10 plus years of experience.
Oh, wow.
I got 3 full-time employees, and they know a lot. They bring a lot to the table.
20 years old, he's got 3 full-time employees.
Yeah, one of them's 37. It's really weird when he comes into work.
Got a texter for you. Is it better to go through a touchless car wash or ones that have those rag things that hang down and scrub your car?
It is best to go through a touchless car wash, but it doesn't clean everything up, which is why you need to have some sort of either ceramic or just a spray wax you can pick up at, like, O'Reilly's. Some sort of something that's going to bead the water off, because that helps take the rest of the dirt off.
So I'm that club wash.
Yeah.
Okay, and they have different levels from 22 to 42.
Yep.
And 42, they say they do all this stuff, which, you know, what I bought.
They've got 42 levels?
No.
$22 to $42.
Oh,
they have 3 levels, right? 3 or 4.
Okay. I believe so, yeah.
Is that worth it?
It depends. I mean, if you have, like I said, I love putting protection on everything. So, like, every car I have, ceramic coat it, because then cleaning it up is 10 times easier. So, yeah, you can run it through a car wash all you want after you have ceramic coating, and it'll clean up super fast.
Okay.
You say ceramic, yeah. And it's a liquid form of...
Yeah, so it's liquid, and it turns hard. And it's very thin. It's like a 0.9... I forget how they measure
millimeters?
It.
Millimeters?
Okay. Something like that. It's very thin, though. But it goes on top of your clear coat layer.
How many millimeters in a foot? No one knows.
No one knows. Take it far. What does that mean?
A franchise? I want to open. Yeah, maybe a franchise or different shops, you know, all across the country, hopefully at some point. Like, you know,
that's awesome.
The guy at PDQ, you know, Red Lewis.
Exactly. You kind of just...
He just started expand. That and found it a better way to do it. And it sounds like you're pretty focused on this customer service to tell people up front.
Well, yeah, dealers are trying to swindle you like $1,200 for a spray-on coating. I used to work at a dealership. I used to apply this stuff, and that's why I quit. Because I was like, man, they're spending a lot of money on something that cost me, you know, $50 in product. And they're spending $1,200 on a new vehicle. All you're buying is the warranty. So if you want a warranty, go ahead. But
this is interesting stuff.
You're an interesting kid.
Bryce Kane, wow. Rebel Eddie's Detailing on Velp. Stick around. Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday morning. 36 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 35 in Oshkosh. Coming your way on 97.9 FM WGBW. 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, and AM 1590 and 1100. So you can find us pretty much anywhere you look. We're here with a very impressive young entrepreneur, Bryce Kane, 20 years old, owner of Rebel Eddie's Detailing. Interesting stuff.
And has plans to be big.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm not too worried about you. is there something that everybody should do it to their car? You know, like you said, there's some bad advice out there. There's some swindlers out there.
And yes.
In any industry, but kind of automotive, I think it's a bad rap. But something that we should all do?
I'm not sure swindler should be the best word.
I did say it.
Okay. Right? Word.
Sometimes.
Swindlers is not okay. Part of the lexicon of Mino and the Mayor.
Right.
Just want to make that point right now.
All right. They're not as forthcoming and honest
exactly.
as they could be.
Exactly.
That's what I meant.
And maintenance. There's maintenance that goes into cleaning. So if you, simply vacuum your car out, wash your dash, wipe your windows down once a month, you're going to save yourself in the long run, because otherwise you're going to have to spend $300, $400, $500 to get it fully detailed because you let it go 12 months getting dirty. So if you just wipe it down after you get some sort of protection on the inside and the outside, hey, that's all you got to do.
True story. Yesterday, I picked up my car. I had to have some work done on it, and I was driving a loaner for a couple of days. Got back in my car, and I went, oh my God, this thing is so dirty. Like, oh, you drive it every day. Sometimes you don't notice it. You come back in, you're like,
So what do you know? What I cannot get the chisel out. Are you talking your Kia?
No kidding.
At all?
Well, I have the Chevy now, but okay. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I cannot get the wheels on the car I drive. I cannot get them cleaned.
The turn.
No matter what I do. No, I cannot get them clean. What can you do for wheels?
There's a specific acid that we use. It's
okay.
You got to dilute it properly and everything. You can't just spray it on there.
Because I buy everything you can buy at the O'Reilly's or whatever, the spray type, trying to, and they just will, once that dirt gets in there.
Oh, it stays.
Yeah.
And then what will happen is it'll build up and it'll pit. And that's what you see a lot of these rims that are and brake dust too. Little chunks of metal from your brake calipers.
Okay.
When you hit your brakes, they'll sit in the rim, and then all of a sudden, you know, you don't notice them for a year, and all of a sudden your rims are turning orange. So.
You bought that tire cleaner at O'Reilly's, not at Dollar Tree?
They didn't have it.
I was just thinking, you know, a lot of times.
There is a little automotive section there.
Bryce, a lot of times John's looking for extra work to do, and I'm thinking he could detail, right? But then here's the problem. He got caught climbing over the back seat of his car one time, and he got caught there, literally wedged in. So I'm thinking maybe a detailer would not be the position he would want.
Once it comes to crawling around the insides, you actually got to be pretty flexible. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, well.
Well, so here's the deal. Okay, so my car locked.
I think everybody knows that.
It locked on me.
Yeah.
Except for the back.
Oh, you had to climb all the way up.
I had to
climb
over, and I had to try to reach the lock to hit it. Okay, well, I have the headrest up on my car. So I was going over that, and I got like a centrifugal.
A what?
Weird centrifugal?
Spell that for me.
Yeah.
The password is.
Yeah, right. let's play the meaning is.
The meaning is the bulk of my weight was all of a sudden over.
The fulcrum.
The fulcrum!
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you! Thank you! My fulcrum was over the headrest.
Yeah.
So I was wedged in now. My gut. Okay, wedged into the headrest.
Which is his fulcrum.
Which is my,
that's right.
I couldn't move in either direction.
No?
I was literally stuck.
How'd you get out?
I found a coat hanger laying there. I undid it. So I got the door open, next to me.
Lou MacGyver. I was impressed with that part. Because else it would have been, he parks in a covered garage.
Yep.
And it would have been like, what kind of smells in here? You know, in 5-6
my
days.
My body,
you know, and that would have been, a skeleton in there. But you would have thinned out a little bit after you died.
Just play. 5 days? I'll take that.
I think that's really good advice. And like Todd said, I think some people don't think about that. Or all of a sudden a month goes by, and to really just, you know, use those little air hoses, spray the things where the cup goes out and kind of clean that up. That can save you a lot.
I mean, you can buy a simple little brush. Glass cleaner does it. Like sometimes we'll just do maintenance washes with glass cleaner. Spray the dash off, wipe it off. That's all you need to do.
Now, let me ask you one more thing that we're talking about detailing, like cool carts. I mean, Jim and I, even this morning, we were talking about a car that was out there. It's like, then we thought it was $75,000, and then he told us it was $63,000.
Yeah.
But either way, we're talking huge investments these days.
I mean, you spend so much money on a car, what's a little more to protect it?
Exactly.
You know, that's kind of the main goal is you're spending, some people spend over $100,000 on these new trucks.
Right.
You know, like, you know, 2,500s, 3,500s.
We were at a golf tournament, Jim, and the guy had still the thing, $104,000.
Yeah. And we've got something for everything.
Guy drove around with the sticker forever. It's like, it's like, take it out.
I thought that too, to be honest with you. But you know what? I'm going to tell that true story. I was telling about my brother's old Grand Prix. Yep. Okay. Yeah. And I'll never forget downtown after we bought that. This was 1972, I think. And some of my buddies downtown, they're looking at this car and the thing, and it was that's my brother's car, and he kept that on. And I'll never forget this. It was $4,700, and they're like, who would ever, okay, it's a nice car, who would spend that much money on a car?
Right.
And it was $4,700. I'll never forget that. But what I'm getting at is, you know, for him, that was a lot of money in those days.
Oh yeah.
And he got that treatment done for the no rust and all. None of it worked.
No, now it works.
Yeah.
You know,
not only it's a big investment. I mean, it's obviously your house is a lot bigger and there's a lot of things, but people take a lot of pride in their vehicles.
100%. There's a lot of people who are like avid collectors, and they have, you know, like I know a guy with a Camaro collection. All he's got is Camaros, you know, everything from way old to way new, you know, and he wants them all looking perfect.
Right.
Locally?
Okay. Locally, yeah. It's, one of them's in my shop right now. It's orange.
Wow. I'm a big Camaro fan.
Yeah. It's actually, it's one of those one-of-one kind of deals. So it's like, you know, the only orange manual, drop top, whatever.
Firebird came out with those at one time. Mm-hmm. I was a huge Pontiac guy and those kind of muscle cars where it wasn't the over-the-top muscle cars.
Yeah.
That was just, like, cool thing.
Just a nice, cool, sleek muscle car. Yeah.
I'm sure you've been to the automotive gallery.
Yeah, we actually did work there before. I used to work with Dale Burnett.
He was Daryl.
Yeah, I love Daryl.
There's a party there this weekend. It's Irish Fest, Irish music, Irish food. And
that's perfect. I'm Irish. I'll be there.
You look Irish. You do. You got some freckles.
Yeah, we're going to that. Cool. Right, aren't we?
I'd like to.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this, though, as far as what... Okay, so if people come to your place. Yep. We got about 2 minutes here.
Okay.
Give yourself a real good plug. Why should somebody come to Rebel Eddie's Detailing and where you are?
Well, we're a one-stop shop. We're on Vallup Avenue, so it's right off of... You can get off 41. We're about a mile from the highway. Perfect location. Really nice shop.
Heading towards Green Bay.
Heading towards Green Bay, yes, off of 141, or 41, whatever it is. Yep. Anyway, so we're a one-stop shop. We do a lot of things. We do window tint. We do paint protection film, ceramic coatings, paint corrections, which is where you're getting scratches out, undercoatings, interior, exterior details as well. So we offer a lot, and we're going to get into doing some appearance-type things, more so modifications, stuff like that. If we get another shop in the future... Bigger shop, we want to start being able to apply, you know, wheels, tires, rims.
Okay, I told you during one of the breaks, I'm a big fan of working with Bondo.
Yeah.
Would you need a guy like me to come there and do anything with Bondo?
Hey, every now and then.
Okay.
Got to use a little collision body stuff.
You know what I use for body filler?
What do you use?
The foam insulation.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That'll probably work.
What I do? It works good. What?
Stick with the then.
All right. Bryce Kane, Rebel Eddie's Detailing. Congratulations, young man.
Thanks, sir. Awesome.
Can't wait to watch your future. Right. Back after this.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, that was an interesting guest. Bryce Kane, Rebel Eddie's Detailing. Interesting stuff. I'd like to invest in his future in that business, huh? Kristen Ambos.
I asked already. I tried. He's got... Tell me about the ownership, his dad's part. But we'll see.
Can't Weasley? Somehow.
I want in with Bryce.
Right?
Come on. Let's go.
Kid's 20 years old. He's got... Just down the road, franchise, want to do this, that. And he's actually a good salesman, doesn't even know it. You know, he's just really an honest, energetic, take care of your kid. So, yeah, that's going to be fun to watch him.
Now let's go to somebody that's not authentic.
Are you kid? You got that same energy, I'll tell you that.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. How you doing, brother?
Hey guys, good morning from Oshkosh.
Yeah. We're coming down.
Yes, I know. You guys are coming down in 2 weeks, right?
Well, we're coming down, I think, before that. We're going to taste... A couple of those breweries.
Are you doing the fifth ward?
We're going to for sure the fifth ward because that's like happening. And Johnny and I haven't been to that place, but I'm the designated driver for that trip. But we want to try
Go ahead. So I heard.
And the reason is I have to drink in order to just ride with him. Otherwise, I white knuckle it the whole time. Trust me, Pat. Yeah.
John, I heard the whole thing, the keys in the door.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy is a hazard to himself.
Yeah, can we just repeat that? If anybody's wondering why Jim had to leave the show today, it's because he had to give his wife her car back because he had to take her car today because he lost his keys. So he went home.
I tore the house apart this morning looking for it. I looked everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And as he walked into his door when he got home, he realized he left his keys in the lock, in the door, on the front porch the entire night.
Yeah.
And Jim makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah,
man. We get this, though. We only lock our house when Milton's there. If he's not, if he's gone somewhere, if he's at daycare, we...
Wait a minute. You lock it if he is there?
Yep.
Nobody steals the dog?
Uh-huh. Swear to God.
Yeah, I would think I don't have to lock my door. My dog is there.
I know. No. We're like, you got to lock. Did you lock the door? I'm like, oh, Milton's there. Go home and lock it. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's okay. Wait, we're overprotective. Okay, so we are coming down because you got a couple of your establishments that are in this draft contest that we're running.
I'm in. Like, let's go.
Todd, what's all down in Oshkosh? I know the fifth
Sturgeon
Ward
Spirits
sure.
is there.
Sturgeon Spirits, yep, that's right. It. That's the other yep. one. We're
oh,
going
my
to
gosh.
That. Isn't that going to be fun?
Yeah.
And then you vote for them, and you whoever wins the most, whoever
gets the most votes.
Gets the correct. Most votes.
Is crowned as the top craft pick for Mino and the mayor, and everybody who votes has a chance to win $250 in gift cards from all of the local wineries and cideries and breweries. So there
that's
you
what
go.
I was gonna
distilleries.
Say.
Yes. Or Jim could explain it for the promo. Next 20 minutes.
That is a promo, fellas. Okay,
it's going to be great. It's going to we're excited about it. So, okay.
We're not even joking about that, though, Pat. We're just so impressed with Oshkosh and the community of Oshkosh, how you people bring things together. The teamwork you guys have down there, it's very impressive. No lie.
Thank you. Thank you. We love it. Hey, can we talk sturgeon a little
nope.
bit now?
It's guys? Good having you on. All right. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll see you next week.
Hey, I don't think we've ever seen you without a hat on. You normally have some really cool swag.
It's been so warm. I was just feeling kind of spunky. I had my herd shirt on because the herd's back in town this
right?
week.
Yeah.
And I it's spring. I'm like letting my oats fly.
You know what?
What?
No, that is true. That
is my own slide.
No, I'm going to tell you about that. We'll get off there. All right.
That sounds like a personal thing. Look out for Pat Tracy.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear
about
it.
He's letting his oats fly. Okay.
I prepared a sturgeon recap for you.
All right. Let's hear it.
The sturgeon season this year went the full 16 days.
Yeah. Which is the first time in a few years, isn't it?
Yes, it's been a few years.
Yeah.
943 sturgeon were harvested.
Okay.
The biggest one, young Haley Herzig. Okay, I saw her picture. I mean, she was under 25. She's been, you know, fishing with her dad for years. She pulled out the fourth biggest sturgeon ever out of Lake Winnebago, 180 pounds.
Wow. How long that's was that? Like 6 feet? Had to be.
Bigger than her, boy.
79 inches.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
I can't do math that fast. That's longer than 6 feet.
That's almost 7 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. It took them.
Right tight.
It took four people 20 minutes to get it out of the hole.
Wow.
So I'm trying to think about being in that shack with those three people trying to pull a fish out literally as big as me.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's unbelievable.
That's inspirational.
And how old is she?
She's like, I want to say under 25 between, wow. You know, she was like,
hey, do you know if our guy, our attorney Olson, Mr. Olson, got a sturgeon?
I don't know.
Okay.
How scary would that be though? You're pulling this thing out. I mean, I don't know. That might be too big.
I find it like crazy.
I've been in 100 shanties shooting of guys sitting there looking into a hole. You know, because that's 99.9% of what happens. You just sit there and wait.
Right.
And I've never seen one pulled out. But I will say this. I was always a little leery in those shanties about slipping and falling into that hole.
Right.
Because these are big holes. I mean, to get out something that's, you know, 6.5 feet long.
That must have happened. And once you're under the ice, it's over. So
that scares me.
Do they
me.
Tether you to something?
No.
Wow.
There's no tether. There's no safety on that ice at all.
Isn't that the truth, though, Pat? The size of those holes?
Yeah,
in those
I've seen that. It's like, there's no way. I wouldn't come close to that for fear I would. I don't know.
I love it. I think it's the most amazing thing in the world. Oh, there were 3,000 shanties out there.
Wow.
And so, like, on opening day, Jim Kepnick, who does a lot of our photography around Oshkosh, Jim gave us a drone shot, I believe it was, of the shanties on the lake. We put it on Discover Oshkosh's Facebook page. It currently has over 4 million views.
Oh my God.
It's gone like completely viral.
Wow.
It's, and I see, I think it's the people want to do an experience, something that is so unique. And when you think about it, what is more unique than going out sturgeon spearing?
No, I agree. Well, you know, I remember I'm going back a long ways. We were talking pro wrestling a little bit yesterday at the old Brown County Arena. And I remember doing a thing with Wahoo McDaniels, used to be a big time, and he's Native American. And it was like right around that time of year when he goes, because he saw something on the news. And he goes, what is this? I go, the searchers, could I do it? He said, that would be, my family heritage would be incredible. He's from like Oklahoma, or I don't know where it is, but it's like, he really thought that was like this, almost like a religious experience. He wanted so badly to come and take part in some. This is such a unique thing.
It is.
I think we kind of take it for granted.
We do.
A little bit.
What did they do? I mean, is it, can she eat for a year? Or what did he do with that sturgeon?
Is that, well, if they're female.
They do them.
Oh, I've never tasted them.
If they're female, like then you have the caviar. Right? If you have the female and they're ready, you have a whole bunch of caviar.
Wow.
And then you smoke some of it.
Okay. Does anybody eat it like put it on the grill? Sturgeon? I've never heard of like sturgeon.
I've never
being
heard of anything.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was like a carp or something where you don't really eat it. But that's interesting. The caviar, that's could, worth yeah, some, that's worth it. A few bucks.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. So it's been super fun. I live right by Miller's Bay, so we got to see all of the shanty traffic and the UTVs. You know, remember back in the day when you just had your pickup truck and your shanty, and you went out there and you walked. Now it's like three vehicles. Okay. The first vehicle has the shanty and the big pickup truck. Second vehicle has the UTV. Oh, yeah. There you go, Todd.
That's a great shot, Todd. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
A viewers whole village.
Yes. And then the third vehicle just has like the extra guys in the beer and the food.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. Do they still use the old pine trees as like markers to go out on the roads?
They sure do.
Okay.
Yep.
That was always fascinating, like watching them do that.
The pine trees are like the median on the highway.
Yeah.
And literally it goes straight across from like Wentz. It goes straight across the lake. People were actually like workers that, you know, live over in Hollandtown or something and drive around the lake to work in Oshkosh. They were driving across the lake to work.
Really? Well, I know at one point there was at least 16 to 18 inches in certain spots. So that's really good.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So, wow, Pat, what for the city of Oshkosh, what does this do? And obviously, it's all of Winnebago, but I mean, for Oshkosh, this is kind of like the hub. What does this do?
All of our gas stations, convenience stores, drive-through restaurants are full of hungry, thirsty sturgeon spears.
That's cool, isn't it, though?
It's so fun. It's so fun. And I mean, it's a whole industry, the clothing, you guys think about the clothing industry out there. You got to have your crampons on. I just love it because it's a culture.
Becca, you got to have your what on?
Don't they call them
diapers.
Crampons? That's the thing you put on your boots with.
That's what I was wondering.
Sounds like it.
Oh, you mean tracks.
Okay.
Ice tracks.
Yep.
Nope. Okay.
I know what they are.
Sorry. I use the Himalaya mountain man term.
There you go.
Gotcha.
All right. Impressed.
Very nice, Pat.
Todd, fact check me on that, please.
Working on
He's still
working on my fulcrum.
Yeah. What else you got going on? I mean, Oshkosh, like John said, there's always something going on, but what else?
Here's what I've been wanting to talk to you guys about. Roller derby is back.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, the Oshkosh Arena, they're under new management. We love them. They've transformed the place. It's more fun than ever before. And the Herd are back in town this weekend, by the way. But March 8th starts the Fox City's roller derby season.
I did not know there was a roller derby season.
I've heard about this. Hey, Todd, let's make a note. Let's get a roller derby person in
on the 13th.
Next time the
sounds
guys are
good.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Great.
Would that be fun?
Is this men or women?
Because
is it men or women?
This is women.
Women, okay.
This is women.
Get her on
and
the
so
phone
they must
in case
set
you
up
make
a roller
her mad.
Derby track.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie Kansas City Bomber with Raquel Welch in 1972?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How hot
Young
did Pat Raquel
was an eighth grader.
How hot did Raquel Welch look in that movie? The Kansas City Bomber.
Roller derby.
Yes. Yeah. So whoever you're bringing in, Pat, make sure she looks like her.
Okay. I said, John, maybe we should have her on the phone just in case we make her mad because, you know, they're tough. They are tough. That's going to be, I didn't know roller derby was a thing anymore.
I didn't either.
It used to be on TV everything.
Oh, God.
It was big.
I thought Sunday John mornings. Would know about it for sure.
I did not. I don't know about this, Pat. Tell us more about it.
The tournament?
I've got in front of me their schedule, which is they've got one, is it a match? Do you call it a match?
I think so, yeah.
They've got like one match a month, March, April, May, June, and in the Oshkosh Arena. And then I'm thinking they play elsewhere in the Fox Cities the other times.
Yep.
So amazing opportunity for us to.
We got
to
get somebody on.
Oh,
that will be fun.
This. Not even a question.
See who their hero was, you know, like when we used to watch that stuff. But okay, cool.
Pat, can you be our correspondent on that? Hooking it all up for us?
Yes, sure. I would.
Because we'll promote their match coming up. We'd love to do that.
Yeah.
March 8th, Oshkosh Arena. Folks. Okay. Just go to oshkosharena.com or whatever.
Nice. Yeah. We're doing this.
So,
can you skate?
No.
I can't. I've never been on roller skates.
Well, I've been on roller skates.
Didn't you, oh my gosh,
did you
John.
Go ice? Did you go roller skating like with when you were in high school or grade school?
We didn't have those. We didn't have
roller rink.
We didn't have any of those.
They do the.
We had nothing, Jim.
One where you can go arm in arm.
I grew up in a different era.
I didn't like that because there was always like a kid, probably two in our class, that were really good skating backwards.
And
a little bit of a kind of show off, but I never got. No, I'm not that good. Mm-mm. You, Pat, roller skating?
Yes. Well, there used to be a rink in Nina, and we would take the kids and go on Saturday afternoon, and they still play all the songs the Grease songs. Mm-hmm. You know, Dawn knows them all. She can sing and skate and do all that stuff.
Well, you guys had one in Manitowoc. Yeah, I think it's still there. No. Roller arena or something.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, wow. No, that's only 40 years ago, John.
Well, I'm just saying.
What's interesting to me, though, it looks like there's a high propensity for danger, because you've got like 20 people skating around this rink as fast as they can, and they're all like throwing elbows and stuff.
They throw out elbows.
Like, how does this not just be total chaos?
I'd like to see this action. I'd like to come to that.
They wear helmets though.
Pat,
they have helmets.
Pat, find us each a free hotel room, and we'll come down and we'll watch that.
It's about an hour away.
Come on,
we'll
Pat.
Drive. We don't. No, I don't want to stay. I'm coming home.
Nope. Pat, will you work on it for me?
I'm on it, John.
All right,
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh.
That's great. That's gonna be fun.
That's great stuff. All right. Good stuff, Pat Tracy. Always a pleasure having you on, my friend. Trying to
make a buck, guys. Great to see you. I'll see you in Oshkosh soon.
Sounds great, Pat Tracy. Discover Oshkosh. Nobody does it better. We're gonna set our quick break. Back after this.
So I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and
Phantom 409. Oh, 409 or 309?
I think it's 4.
Oh, by the way, you know what?
He came out with a cleaner.
Like okay, relax. You know, remember yesterday?
That's what I was thinking too. Okay.
Remember yesterday we were having that discussion on pineapples?
Yes.
And I said they're like $7 or
$8. And I said they were $3, and we bet, but then you never paid.
Mm-hmm. It hit me. I saw this last night. I was going to call you even and say, oh, my God, I know why. I was saying there's that commercial, TV commercial for Aldi's.
Yeah.
Where the guy comes in and goes, excuse me, shoppers. And there's a big sign of pineapples, $7.99.
I do know what you're talking about.
Yes.
He slaps it up on sale. Yeah.
Yep. Yes. And that's where I got that from.
What's the point? That would scare people away.
No. All I'm saying is why I thought.
Their ad was at another grocery store. They say things are on sale, and it says pineapple $6.99 or $7.99. Then he slaps up a sale sign that says $7.99.
They're like the same price. You know what I mean?
Just, okay.
Yeah. But you think I was crazy because I said pineapples are $7, and that's where I got that from.
Sure.
Okay. Just telling you.
But they're not. They're three. Actually, $2.86.
That commercial, they say pineapples like $6.99 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that I wasn't like I'm talking out of my whatever. That's where it was
out
from.
Of your fulcrum.
Yes.
You're not talking out of your fulcrum, which we're all happy about.
Nancy says, did Jim just announce to the entire world that he leaves his home unlocked? Sorry, Nancy.
Not one of my dogs there.
Kyle says, bus trip to roller derby in Oshkosh?
Yeah, that could be fun.
I have a friend, was a, when I was going to the gym, she was my trainer. She was a roller derby gal.
Really?
Yeah. And her husband was one of the coaches. And yeah, there's a group of teams in the Valley in Northeast Wisconsin that do that. Man, it is fun to watch.
I think, I just didn't know that was there.
I didn't either.
It was like... Huh.
I mean, that's I kind of heard about it, but not too much. I want to back this.
Yeah, March 8th. We can do that. Let's look at my calendar.
By the way, got a thing here. Congrats to St. Norbert and Garrett Gresh scoring his 1,000 career point. Next home game is Friday against MSOE, Milwaukee School of Engineering. We had Senior Gresh on yesterday.
Yep.
So you got Senior Gresh, who played for Al McGuire.
Dad, I don't know. Bunch of times.
Son, of course, who phenomenal at GB, now a phenomenal coach. And then his son, you know, 1,000 points in his career, which again, though, I got to be totally honest with you. Nothing makes me feel older than seeing kids who I saw in the seventh grade or whatever, and now they're, you know, whatever. It's just, time is just going by way too fast. I know it sounds like an old guy, but
no,
isn't that
you
true,
know what?
Kind
it is
of?
True, though. It is true. People say that it goes fast, but
it does.
Man, does it go fast.
Yeah.
It's just, it's incredible because I look at where we are now, we're similar, but, you know, I don't, you really don't plan, like, I mean, plan, but you don't plan real, real far. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's like, wow.
Well,
it's,
I think part
scary
of the thing is, though, with both of us, we don't really age physically.
Well, no, we look,
I mean,
we
still
like we're
look,
30,
I get that all the time.
29, me too. Yep. It's like, yep. I can't believe you.
Yep.
I know, yeah.
Got a text here. Hey, Mr. Mayor, are you going to the Green Bay game tonight? Pre-game at D2 next door to the Resch. Go Phoenix.
Yes, I will. You want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay. Yes, we'll go.
All right.
Pre-game at D2, what does that mean?
That's sort of the bar we were in last time.
No, I know, but...
Oh. People go there and have, yeah, you know, a couple before they go to the game,
yeah,
kind of
okay,
thing.
Okay, so then
so
we don't have
to pay $12 for a beer at the Resch.
Well, no, and we don't have to pay $12 to park because we're using D2. Remember that guy? He said...
I'm sorry, you're not pulling me into this. Todd, have you ever been with him where he had... I'm so
okay,
far from... He gave the guy, the poor guy working... Out in the parking lot.
And we were there, and I was going to go spend $40 in the bar. And he said, I said, look, I'm here. I'm going to have dinner. He goes, he was a little hesitant. And I'm like, I am. You really going to go to the game an hour early? So anyway, or hour and a half early. No, I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the pregame. We're going to get free parking, and we're going to spend a little money. That is what
I'll
we're doing tonight. Okay.
Besides all that, you're going to leave your keys in your front door.
And
that
gonna,
was
and,
weird.
And there's a guarantee. This is a 100%. There's nothing I could make a more solid guarantee. He will want to leave before the game is over.
That's a pretty safe bet. That is a pretty safe bet.
You guys want this lineup for tomorrow's show?
Yes, yep, please.
We got Lisa Hale. She's going to talk about this week's New Wisco weekend. Mark Houston's in.
You know what? I just want to say something. Yeah. I don't care what Lisa talks about. I just like listening to her talk.
Yeah,
she's just got such a southern, pleasant voice.
Don't get her mad.
I believe that.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. TJ Bowles and Arsenal, Aaron Arsenal joining from Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. That is tomorrow night at Badger State Brewing. They're coming in tomorrow to promote that.
Say it again, Todd.
So TJ Bowles and Aaron Arsenal are coming in from Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. You guys are going to that tomorrow night,
yes,
right?
And I think we're calling one of the
We're
matches.
Doing something.
You're doing the ring thing, or the ring announcement, on the second
right
match.
Oh. Okay, you saw me... As a game show announcer. How was I?
Mm. As Johnny
what?
Olsen.
Oh, was great. You're great.
Wait till you see me as a ring announcer.
I know. I'm just going to be holding the mic. That's fine.
You're going to be the ring girl walking around with the thing.
Oh, all right.
And then the Mino and the Mayor craft pick, we've got Fifth Ward from Oshkosh joining us tomorrow morning to talk about their
products. That'd be fun.
And Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, it's Jamie Lynn Fletcher.
She is. She's a great friend of mine. I had her perform at a big dinner we did for veterans a few years back in Appleton, and everybody just raved about her. Just a real nice, kind of soft jazz kind of.
Great.
It's a great voice.
Like that saloon. That just sit and listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, we've had some great, great entertainment, but there's, you know.
I love her. She's fantastic. You guys will love her.
It's a fun show tomorrow.
Yeah. You should hear her sing. She does Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Okay, don't ruin it. Just mention it.
How is I going to ruin it?
I think you're going to start singing.
Yeah.
So, dun dun.
I heard there was a secret code.
You did it, Jeff.
David played.
I started. I teased him into it.
Yeah,
okay.
But you don't really care for.
Well, get it out of your system now, so you don't have to sing with her tomorrow.
I could be Leonard Cohen. Hey, by the way, just got a text. Tuesday, 7:30. Dr. Ben Chan.
Hey.
All right.
Who's on Jeopardy last night? Great lineup today, Todd. Thanks for putting it all together. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. I'm the mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.